You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Ask a Question Day, Tony. You got a question for our viewers?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Yes, I do. Don't you people have better things to do? Oh, really? We've been doing this for a long time.
It's not National Antagonize Day. You know, that's what you just did. Come on now.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize to the dozens of viewers that remain with us after all these years. You're my friends. I appreciate it. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the NBA looks at load management, the Bucks and Kings scuffle, and Taylor Heinicke leaves Washington, which makes me sad. But we begin today with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Dan Rossini of ESPN is reporting that Rodgers has given the Jets a wish list of players to acquire that includes Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, Mercedes Lewis, all of whom Rodgers played with on Green Bay, and Odell Beckham Jr. Wilbon, how much power should the Jets turn over to Aaron Rodgers?
Tony, let me tell you something. This made me laugh. You know, it's every day I wake up and I'm held captive by the Rodgers news. Because no matter where you turn on, you may not want to hear about Rodgers. But you got to hear about Rodgers first because that's, you know, indictment of news media, sports media. So I turn on and I see this in Diana Rossini's terrific reporting. And I'm thinking, you know what? Aaron Rodgers, who I have said on this show over a great many years, is my favorite quarterback in real time. And that might have been like 2009 through 2016 or something like that. Aaron Rodgers, who has one more Super Bowl win than Rex Grossman. So now he's won one Super Bowl championship in his prime, right? And now he's going to tell me what to do because he's got some leverage. And your friend, Don Wilbon, starts a text to me today and it says, if the Jets had any pride. And I go, stop right there. That's the problem. The Jets don't have any pride. But if they did, they would say, it was nice talking to you. We're going to go to line two now. Thank you for the conversation. 39 years old, one Super Bowl,
that's
and
right.
Now you want to bring Rodgers and Fritz. This is not the Dan Le Batard show. This is not that. You don't get just to bring anybody you want to bring in. No, you're not that guy anymore. Bye. To answer your question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, from your point of view, it does. I'll take another slightly different point of view, which
okay,
is this
good.
Comes down to two particular questions. How much do the Jets want to win a Super Bowl, and how convinced are they that Rodgers can deliver it? If this reporting is true, it's a fabulous power play on Rodgers' part, and I have to say that I like it. And I certainly understand why he does not want to throw to receivers he does not know. Last year in Green Bay, he chafed at all these new receivers and didn't want anything to do with them. So he's saying, bring on guys that I want to play with, guys that I played with in Odell Beckham Jr.'s case, a guy with great talent. He is 39. He's got, Mike, one or two years is all he's got.
Yeah.
So he's not looking long term. It's sort of like one of those rob a bank movies with Morgan Freeman and Michael Douglas. You know, it's just old guys. It's just old
analogy.
Guys at some point. The great irony, of course, would be if Rodgers doesn't sign with them. They sign all these people and Rodgers goes somewhere else.
Well,
that
if they
would be
sign,
funny.
If they sign, he's got to sign with them. I'm just saying, seriously, Tony. I mean, what are we talking about at this stage? First of all, if he had played with those guys last year in Green Bay, they wanted him to play with and developed them, then maybe they'd be worth the damn this year and he wouldn't have to leave to challenge for a Super Bowl. But, by the way, if you leave and go to a new network, are you bringing me? You bringing Bob Ryan? You bringing Mitch Albom? Who you bringing? Who you taking with you?
Oh, if I can bring all of you, I'm going to do that too. If I've got an owner of a new network who looks at what the Yankees are spending and looks at what the Mets are spending and says, I want to have what they have, you know, he's not going to have a conflict with the owner and he's not going to have a conflict with the coach because the coach who you hate so much, the offensive coordinator, right? That guy, Nathaniel Hackett, can just run all his old playbook because he's had all these guys. It's not stupid, Mike. It's not. It may not work,
it's
but it's not stupid.
It's a waste of time. It's not.
Okay.
Good for Rodgers and his leverage. Good for him. You're right. It's a power play. It doesn't mean it's going to work.
Yeah.
Stop. You're the one who says the Jets have one moment in their history.
That's all
they
got.
They're going to remain
Name
with
it.
One moment.
This.
They're not getting one
That's
from
all
him.
They got.
Stop. Okay. Now, to the NBA. And you better bring Aldridge and Jackie McMullen. And you got a lot of people you got to choose between. To the NBA.
We'll just get a big van and pile you all in.
Where The Athletic reports that the league and the Players Association are close to agreeing on a minimum number of games. The players have to play to be eligible for major awards like MVP. The league already requires 58 games be played to win the scoring title. Tony, would game minimums for regular season awards actually solve the load management problem in the NBA?
I'll get to that in a second. There is a network out there that will do this for us. It's called the Old People's Network. We could have it all to ourselves. It would be great fun.
Okay.
In answer to the load management issue, you have to tell me how many games. If you tell me 58, that's
70,
a joke.
70.
That means
70.
Somebody can move 24. You can lose 24 games and still win a scoring title. So you have to tell me the amount of games. I believe what this is aimed at is the pocketbooks of the players. Because most players in the league have stipulations in their contract that if they win one of these awards, they're going to get X amount more money than they make. But the people that are in line for the big awards, they're already making $40 million a year. So an extra $2 to $3 million means nothing to them. And the people who really want to win the awards want to play every night anyway. This is a rule that to me is total window dressing. It's aimed at Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid. And that's all it is. But there's because in the playoffs, there's no load. The players care about the playoffs. There's no load management in the playoffs. There's no back-to-backs. Everybody plays hard all the time. They don't need this.
You know, Tone, I can't disagree with you. And you mentioned guys that it's aimed at, and I'm not going to disagree with that either. But I think what happens is you bring some new people into the tent, as you like to say. And maybe you'll get some people, some younger guys who wouldn't otherwise be real contenders to push them. Maybe. And so I think if you set that limit at 70, the minimum, at 70, you got to go 70. So maybe you push some people out there when a family of four is paid $2,000 to wife and husband are bringing their kids to a game and they appear at three or four or five more games a year or 11. Maybe that helps. I'm not saying to you, first of all, it doesn't solve anything to answer the question. It may be incentive, though. It may be incentive, Tony. I think it may be worth looking at, even though window dressing is largely what it would be. I give you that. But I think it would sometimes, Tone, that
To
helps.
Your point. To your point. An average family, if they want to go to a game, they're not going to go to a playoff game. They can't get playoff tickets. They're going to go to a regular season game. And they're going to feel, if they go to a Dallas game, for example, and Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic are sitting there in lovely outfits, they're going to feel like they get stiffed. And this is a bad look for the league. So addressing it is fine. This isn't the way that I would address it. And we move on, but we stay in the league. The Milwaukee Bucks were beating the Sacramento Kings last night in Sacramento. And Giannis Antetokounmpo was dribbling out the clock. It appeared that Sacramento's Trey Lyles made contact with Antetokounmpo. And the next thing anybody knew was that Brook Lopez and Trey Lyles were fighting. Afterwards, multiple Kings said they had a problem with the way Antetokounmpo dribbled out the clock. Wilbon, did you?
No, I don't have a problem, but let's get this straight. Trey Lyles didn't appear to make contact with Giannis. I'm watching this live and all of it, play by play by play, and all the replays all night because I was fascinated by this 9.5 of a game. That's how good it was. It's a playoff game. It was contentious. People who complain about there's too much fraternization, not these guys. Giannis provoked. He did. By the way, I don't have a problem with Giannis doing what he did. It was a Bill Laimbeer-ish sort of move to dribble in front of Trey Lyles. And Trey Lyles in Sacramento said no. See, all you people who've won stuff out there, you think we're punks. We're not having this. And Mike Brown, who I know personally and like a lot, for him to sit down 30 minutes into a cooling off period and say, we ain't having this. You come after us, we'll come back after you. This was a fabulous night of basketball, a fabulous game, a fabulous confrontation. I want to see more like it in the playoffs. I would love to see Milwaukee against Sacramento in the finals, even though people like you and Stephen A. just want big markets, New York, L.A. I would love this, but Giannis provoked it. He did, and he wasn't even upset when Lyles pushed him. He wasn't, because he knew what he did. You know, it's cool. I'm fine with it.
So what I like about this show is sometimes there is actually an honest disagreement, and you're going to get an honest disagreement here. I love what Mike Brown said after the game, and I'll quote it, and I know you know it. Quote, I don't know what happened, but ain't taking no stuff from nobody. Trust me on that. It might behoove Coach Brown to know what happened. As far as I saw it, Mike, and I have seen it as well as you have seen it, Lyles was the aggressor in this. Lyles started pushing Antetokounmpo, and to hear that multiple kings felt that he dribbled badly, I didn't know that there was a standard for how you dribble out the clock. If you don't want to, it's just like in football. In football, if you don't want the score run up, go out there on defense and stop somebody. If you don't want to be in a situation like this, where the opposing team, their best player, and maybe the best player in the league, is dribbling out the clock on your home court, then play better. This, to me, is part of years of a losing culture in Sacramento, where they're just complaining. They're going to make the playoffs this year. It is a great story. But they are complaining and, to me, acting like babies and just playing show tough. Just show tough. Let's take a break.
To get rid of that losing, hold on. To get rid of that losing mentality.
Do you have to hit somebody?
Giannis. Yeah. Giannis, by the way. Giannis, I said Embiid got my vote yesterday for MVP. It's a new day. Giannis is the best player on the planet. The Bucks are the best team. Okay. Nobody beating them if they're healthy. Middleton back, Portis, Brooke Lopez. My God, when did he become the real Bill Laimbeer? Except a nicer human being that you'd actually like to have in your home as opposed to Laimbeer. They're great.
You're killing people.
But Tony, Giannis.
Pointing at the center going, you people.
Giannis dribbled in front of Trey Lyles. He provoked him. Come on now. Oh. You can do that if you want, because you're Giannis,
agony.
But he did it.
On somebody else's home court while you're winning, you dribble near someone, and they go crazy.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Coming up, how should the Celtics feel about falling to the lowly Rockets?
And will golf be smart to impose rules that limit the distance a golf ball can travel? No! No! Spoiler alert!
I want to see a video showing me the correct way to dribble out the clock when I'm beating some team on their home court.
Not in front of me on my home court, or I'm going to take the SWAT at you. I'm going to take the SWAT at you.
Well, that's right.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I got my doctor's coat on, which means it's time to perform an uncomfortable procedure on Wilbon in What's the Word. What's first?
It's blank that the Celtics lost in Houston last night.
My word is concerning. The Celtics, let me get these numbers, Mike. They've lost 4 out of the last 6. They were 35-12 at one point, and they're 12-10 since then. What's happening here? I was one of those people who thought you should canonize Joe Mazzulla. I was one of those people who said that Jason Tatum was the MVP in the league. I thought Boston was the best team in the league, and they're not the best team in the league now. I know this. I know they shot 29% from three last night. These numbers are fabulous. When they shoot 40% or over from three, they're 26-0. When they shoot under 40%, they're 21-22. So they ought to start practicing threes.
Don't. I'm not going to disagree with you, brother, about the numbers. I'm going in a different direction. It's alarming. And when I say alarming, I don't mean it's time to panic. I mean, this better be the alarm clock moment. You go and you lose to arguably the worst team in the league. This is your alarm clock moment. Now, I know they came all the way back because I watched that game too. And Jason Tatum, you think he's going to make that twisting layup every time to go into overtime, and then the Celtics are going to outscore Houston 20-0 and win the game. And so all avoided. No, it's better that he missed. Because, Tony, something is just not exactly right with the Celtics right now. I don't know if
that's
they're in locker room things. I don't want to overreact, though, Tone, because I said to you 2 weeks ago on the phone, I said, Tone, I think there could be some boredom losses between Milwaukee and Boston. Well, Milwaukee hadn't had them because they've won 20 or 22, and the Celtics have had them all. And Philadelphia is only a game behind Boston now for the number two seed and home court advantage. So alarming. Alarm clock just went off. It's still going off. Don't snooze.
Okay.
Don't press the snooze button.
All right. What's next?
The proposed rule change that would affect golf balls for pros but not amateurs is blank.
It's overreacting. Let me set this up. There's a proposal that week by week, tournament by tournament, you could have a local rule which would put a restricted flight ball out there for all the pros that would cost them about 15 yards a shot. I don't know who's lobbying for this. I don't really understand it. I know people are afraid that people hit it so long that they overpower a golf course. But, Mike, I like to watch Rory McIlroy, who's pretty much my size, hit the ball 330 yards. I think that's pretty exciting. And I don't want to go out on a Saturday afternoon with somebody who's suddenly hitting driver longer than Jordan Spieth, because Jordan Spieth is using a restricted flight ball. The beauty of golf, Mike, is that rum-dums like you and me can get the same equipment and go out on the same course and play a shot from the same spot as the pros and see what happens. I'm at a loss to find out who's lobbying for this. I see no need for this whatsoever.
I completely agree with you, and it's repetitive because they do this every 10 years or so. Every time some young group of guns comes out, then they want to restrict it. Or when one guy comes out like Tiger. This conversation was had 25 years ago. Oh, let's restrict. Shut up. It's lazy. It's dumb. Anybody who's on a committee recommending this ought to be told to go home. Find something to do with your life. No one wants this. The people who are weekend hackers like you and me. And Tony, you remember when I could actually hit it. Remember what I used to do at Columbia Golf Club? I can't do any of that now. Tony. This is the dumbest thing ever. I should have used my word. Should have been dumbest. It's repetitive. Go home now. Get off our TV screens.
Yeah, just remember this, people. Wilbon has told you, people, shut up.
Shut
that was
up
the final word.
Home.
Shut up.
Get out.
Let's take one last
go
break.
To
still
bed.
To come.
No dinner.
Taylor Heinicke leaves the Commanders. I hate the name the Commanders. I hate it.
And the NCAA tournament begins tonight. Well, you know, a little bit. A little bit.
Do you hate that? Do you hate Commanders?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, Experience it live.
Happy time, people. Happy 35th birthday, Steph Curry. If television commercials are to be believed, Curry sure has eaten a lot of Subway sandwiches. Curry came back from a shoulder injury just last week. He's averaged 31 points a game in the five games he's played. Sadly for the Warriors, they have won only two of those games. They're in fifth place now, but the West is so jumbled, they could end up in the play-in. One reason is their abysmal road record, 7-26. Curry's having a great shooting year. He's close to the mythical 50-40-90. He's shooting 49.7% from the field, 42.8% from three, and 92% from the foul line.
You're never going to hear me be a cynic about Steph Curry. He's an American hero off the court and on it. Other than Bird and Steve Nash, he may become the third person ever to go 50-40-90 more than once. 35, I mean, it looks like he's better than ever in some ways.
We got another birthday. Happy 75th birthday, Billy Crystal. Look, Wilbon, he's in the cage hitting balls with Reggie Smith.
How cool is that? Billy Crystal, yes, sir. Mr. Clipper.
Happy anniversary, Blake Hoffarber. On this day 15 years ago, the Minnesota Gophers guard stunned Indiana in the Big Ten tournament with a buzzer-beating Christian Laettner-like shot. A few years before that one, as a sophomore at Hopkins High, Hoffarber won Minnesota's state championship title by making a buzzer beater while, wait for it, sitting on his backside. That particular shot won the 2005 ESPY Play of the Year, tying Mr. Hoffarber with me for ESPYs, as I will demonstrate later. Hoffarber now lives in a Minneapolis suburb. He works for an insurance company. He says not a day goes by without someone bringing up that shot to him.
It's so great. It is, Tony, but could travel have been called? Like if the zebra had blown a whistle and called travel, would you be angry? I'm just asking.
I hold up my one ESPY tied with you. Happy trails to Washington for Taylor Heinicke. Washington's much beloved backup quarterback is headed to Atlanta for 2 years and $20 million, where he will likely back up Desmond Ridder. Heinicke, who turns 30 tomorrow, has started 25 games in his NFL career, including nine last season when he replaced Carson Wentz, and then he outplayed Wentz. Nobody in Washington thinks Heinicke's a perfect starter, but they think he's a great backup, an energetic, pedal-to-the-metal folk hero of sorts, loved by fans and teammates alike. And Heinicke became expendable when Washington decided to put all its eggs in the Sam Howell basket.
Who decides that? And who's Sam Howell, by the way? I'm just asking.
He's played one game, and who decides that? Your boy Ron Rivera decides that. Let's go to the big finish. So. John Morant has reportedly entered a counseling program in Florida, and there is no timetable for his return. Your thoughts?
I hope whatever he's doing in Florida or wherever he is helps him, Tony, immeasurably. Helps Ja Morant. The Mavs lost to the Grizzlies to drop below 500. How significant is that?
Well, I mean, I guess you can write it off because Kyrie and Luka were out, but they're not better with Kyrie Irving. They've lost 9 out of 12. They're not appreciably better.
In the play-in.
The Raiders signed wide receiver Jacoby Myers away from the Patriots, and then they later traded tight end Darren Waller to the Giants. Is that a net positive?
When did Darren Waller become a write-off, and now the Giants get him? I don't know what the Raiders are doing. I'm not going to try to pretend I do. Team USA scored 9 in the first. Mercy ruled Canada 12-1 at the World Baseball Classic last night. How impressed are you?
Look, they've got an incredible lineup. We went through that lineup yesterday. They could beat everybody. They could score 12, 15 runs a game on that hitting alone. I don't know if they'll do it, but they can do it. The first four games are tonight, the play-in. Who you got?
I don't know, Tony. The only team I'm familiar with, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Southeast Missouri State, Pitt, Mississippi State is really Pitt, because they put a hurting on us at Northwestern. I got probably a clicker to go to NBA games. I'm just saying.
You watch so much NBA, more than anybody I know. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Parker Norman, shout out.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now I can watch the college boys too. Here's Wilson.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
and what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.